with BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. In the real world, almost everyone holds or owes a marker.
A marker's a way of life. It's what I think it goes on from the time you're a kid. It's what you owe people for what they do for you.
That's Sidney Zion, whose novel Markers is all about power, connections, favors. Markers are implied, rarely stated, something understood.
You want me to do you a favor? Well, one day I may call on you, and then you better be there. If you're not, then you're some kind of a rat.
Markers is about two men. The first is a Roy Cohn-like lawyer who knows how to strike the right bargains and cut the right deals. The other is a dedicated newspaper man who fights for principle in a world of markers. For the power broker in Sidney Zion's novel, the biggest IOU of all would be the Royal Flush Marker cashed in at the Oval Office.
To get the Royal Flush Marker on the President of the United States, it will be, they'll all owe him.
Veteran journalist Sidney Zion, a former lawyer, has a fine ear for the language of the courts and the hush of the back rooms. The book's best scene is a court trial involving a case of incest. Markers is Zion's first work of fiction.
After 30 years of being in various worlds of politics and law and journalism, that I said, hey, you know, well, I know a lot of these people, and I like to write about them and the way they live on a certain level.
Some real-life figures, such as Lyndon Johnson and Joseph Kennedy, are players in Sidney Zion's novel of connections. Markers, now a Dell paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sidney Zion's novel, Markers, is about a world few people talk about. Power, how to get it, how to use it. The book's courtroom scenes have the feeling of authenticity, and rightly so. Zion was once a trial lawyer. He believes that a successful lawyer can't bear the notion of losing and puts himself on trial.
You don't want to separate yourself from your client. You want to be your client so you can win the case.
Sidney Zion left the law when an old college pal decided to put out a satirical newspaper in 1962.
He called me up and he said, we need a pair. We're going to put a newspaper on the stand called the New York Pest. It's going to look just like the New York Post. Would you do a parody of Murray Kempton? And I did it. And then the Post called me and hired me.
Sidney Zion struck up a friendship with Roy Cohn in a courtroom one day as Cohn waited for a jury verdict.
He said, let's go get a drink. And we talked for about an hour and a half. And in that hour and a half, while he's waiting for a jury, he's talking about everything I'm asking him, the Rosenberg case, the Hiss case, all that.
Zion decided to get to know the unflappable Cohn better.
I never did agree with his politics, but I did have a lot of regard for the way he could operate in the world.
After Cohn's death, Sidney Zion reworked Cohn's failed efforts to write his memoirs into a book called The Autobiography of Roy Cohn. Zion says that one nice thing about writing fiction is that he didn't bother with much research.
The only research I did in this book was to call my mother a few times to find out how to spell a Yiddish word.
Sidney Zion's fast-moving novel, Markers, is now a Dell paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Sidney Zion's cleverly titled novel is Markers, the unstated IOUs that everyone owns or owes. Zion himself collected a big marker for the dust jacket of his book, a blurb by Frank Sinatra. The singer is an old pal of Zion who insists that Sinatra is a great reader.
He's got a library you cannot believe. He reads constantly. People wouldn't believe that, but it's the truth. He does. He's very well read.
Zion says Frank Sinatra only sleeps a few hours a day and has lots of time for reading. A major tragedy in Zion's life was the death of his daughter Libby at New York Hospital. The Board of Regents found two doctors guilty of gross neglect in Libby's death. Since the tragedy, new rules have been imposed limiting the hours residents and interns must work.
It's the only thing that came out of this that we feel good about. They lowered the hours significantly, and they made also, just as importantly, they are supervised now.
Now that Sidney Zion has published his first work of fiction, he's got the bug. A longtime reporter for the New York Post and New York Times, Zion finds fiction liberating.
Imagine the journalism we would have if instead of just writing what somebody said, you wrote what he was thinking all the time. Now, you know, we don't have a license to do that. But in fiction, there's no question about that. You can do anything you want, and often you can get to a better truth.
Sidney Zion's novel, Markers, is now out as a Dell paperback. It's the story of two men who face life in opposing ways. One seeks power through collecting IOUs. The other seeks the truth by operating on principles. While their lives merge, makes for top-flight reading. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.